Murphy knocks off number one Indiana.
Brent Spillane continues to be the hottest thing in college baseball.
The Illini win it over Ohio State 28-21 at the Horseshoe in Columbus.
Darren for the tie. He got it.
Oh,
he got it. 80-80.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Oski Talk. My name is Anthony Pasquale with Patrick Catazone, and we're here to recap how Illinois basketball has a two-game win streak.
Yep, ODU was a great win, in my opinion. I think it's a little bit underrated. The Illini didn't play perfect, but they were still able to capture a dominant win.
Yeah, and the score, you know, only winning by 14, I'm pretty sure they were up by, 25, almost 30 with 4 minutes to go and kind of gave up that run at the end and still managed to win by 14. They needed a dominant win. Obviously it's good to take Maryland to the wire and beat Michigan pretty handily, but what the good teams do is they really take care of the teams they should beat, and that's exactly what Illinois did on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you look at this team, they got a lot of great things going for them. The down low play has been great. Point guards have been fantastic, too. They need a little bit more help for the shooting guards, but Alan Griffin was unbelievable in that game. I think he had 17 against ODU, so maybe looking to him more as an option. I know he didn't get any rebounds, though.
But he's so athletic. He makes a difference on rebounds. You know, even if he doesn't get them, he makes a difference. And
he's going after
him now. I hope now everybody realizes what I've been trying to say all year. Alan Griffin needs to play more.
Yeah,
and I think he deserves a share of the minutes that Damonte Williams gets. I understand that you want Feliz off the bench, but I'd rather have Griffin start the game than Damonte.
Yeah, I think they that was the other thing that we learned in this game was that I think we finally have a starting lineup with Damonte. I think with three point guards, it was just too much, and they were too confused, and they couldn't really get into a good groove.
Well, yeah, and you have all three guys that have this urge to get the ball,
right?
You know, the urge to bring it up, the urge to be the facilitator. Something's not going to work there,
right? So playing Andres Feliz at the three turned out to be a bad idea, and I think we suffered three losses. I mean, at least one loss, maybe two, because of that. But you live and you learn. We can't play those three guys really on the floor all at the same time for a long periods of time. Damonte is the defensive specialist, in my opinion, on the team. Alan Griffin still has a little bit to learn on defense.
But once he's younger, so he can mature a little bit more.
Right, once he makes that transition into more of a defensive player and still keeping his, three-point shooting up, he's going to get more playing time. But the way it is right now, I don't mind it. I do think that, Damonte plays 24 minutes and Alan plays 16. If it was 20-20, I think that'd be better. But
And then plus you got to factor in the fact that if all goes according to plan, Tevian Jones is going to take some of that time at the three also.
Right. Yeah. And
it's good to see him out there, yeah.
Yeah, you got his first minutes, but he's really in the doghouse. I mean,
as he should be.
Right. And
he's got to earn trust back and respect back from his teammates and coaches, but he also has to prove that he deserves minutes over Alan Griffin or Damonte Williams.
Right.
And right now, he's not as good offensively as Alan Griffin and not as good defensively as Damonte Williams, so he has a little bit to prove.
Yeah, you can't really say that he's – I mean, you can't put him over Alan Griffin right now or Damonte because they've been working harder than him. So from a coaching standpoint, even if Tevian is the more talented player, which I don't even know if that's true anymore, the way that Alan Griffin at least has progressed.
Yeah.
You can't play him over either of those guys.
Mm-hmm. And I also – I just have this interesting comparison I saw on Twitter. I don't remember who exactly was talking about it, but it was comparing Illinois football to Illinois basketball, and I kind of want to add a little bit to it. So the Miami loss, to me, was the Nebraska loss in football.
Not Eastern Michigan?
I guess it could be Eastern Michigan because you were down and you had the comeback and then lost. Okay, so that's Eastern Michigan. Nebraska then probably hasn't happened yet, but losing to Maryland.
Is that Nebraska the more?
I think that's Michigan because it was more of a powerhouse type team.
Yeah.
And you showed yourself that you can beat those guys. The next time you take a top five, top six team in your place and beat them, like Illinois football did to Wisconsin, Illinois basketball did to Michigan, And then you got to build on it. And then I think that was the Purdue game for football. This week it was Old Dominion. And now they got to keep that up.
Right. I 100% agree. But I just want to throw this out there too. Illinois, the only program in football and basketball to beat a top 10 team at home this year. So that's kind of exciting.
Yeah,
too.
In both sports. Because you think about a lot of the really good football teams are in the South, you know, and they – those teams don't always have the best basketball team, so like there's not that much give and take there. So Illinois actually was able to pull off those upsets in both sports. But then you got to ask yourself, what do you want? You want to be the team upsetting, or do you want to be the team like Ohio State that has a top five team in both sports?
Right, yeah. And hopefully we'll get to that at some point. But
that's what we're building for.
Yeah, speaking of Ohio State too, I want to mention that no Big Ten team is so far – you know, granted, there's a game, I believe, tonight, Northwestern against Michigan, I think, or Michigan State. No team has won on the road this year. Yeah. Every home team has won.
That's crazy to
scary.
Me.
Scary. That's scary. Yeah. That's the right word for it. I don't think
it's as much to read into as people think. You know, like, it doesn't mean no Big Ten team can win on the road. It just means that Big Ten teams are good at home. Because, like, Michigan went on the road and beat, was it Gonzaga? They had a pretty, that's a quality
and
road
North Carolina.
Win. North Carolina on the road too. So like, it's not like they can't win on the road, you know? It's not like Illinois can't win on the road.
It's just
or
the Big Ten
like
is
that
much, that good.
They're that good, and then people like playing at home. They're more comfortable there. And that's the take from it. It's not that that Big Ten teams, not just Illinois, can't win on the road. It's that these teams are so good at defending their home court.
Yeah,
that's what it really is.
And two, I think when you look at it, it will shake out a little bit differently down the stretch. But Illinois really has a seriously good shot to potentially be that top five team that we think they are in the Big Ten and maybe win the Big Ten this year. That's a little premature, but, you know, if you can beat Michigan, and Michigan has beat a bunch of these great teams, and, I mean, UNC, you could argue, wasn't a great win because they're having an off year, but still – if you can win some of these games, try and win at Nebraska. I believe we're at Nebraska. I think we play them twice this year. At Rutgers this year, I know that for sure. Those are two crucial wins, and you know, historically, teams that haven't been that good in this past decade. But now you need these wins.
Well, yeah, and Illinois, like, they proved, you know, let's take last year, they could beat Michigan State. They proved this year they can beat Maryland, and that they can beat Michigan. Those are arguably the three best teams in the conference. Plus, Illinois beat Ohio State last year, has a chance to do that this year. So if you can stack up well with the best teams in your conference and then take care of the teams that aren't as good as you, I mean, you're setting yourself up for at least a shot at the Big Ten, which is just about all you could hope for when the season started.
Yeah, and to think that a team in Ohio State that, if they got clean throughout this week, probably was top 25, number one.
Yeah.
And to have them lose at Minnesota, you know, I think tops it off.
That's the fifth number one team that has lost this year.
No, they weren't number one yet.
Oh, they weren't number.
I think they should have been number one.
Fifth top five team that has lost this year.
I think they're number
top
five
or something like that.
Yeah, they're number five right now.
It's just all these top teams keep losing. Like, look at 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. None of those teams are undefeated, right?
Nope.
And I mean, as you keep going down, obviously those aren't undefeated either. So
yeah,
a lot of parity in college basketball this year, which can only mean March is going to be a ton of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a great March. Really, truly is. Illinois didn't get a vote this time around, unfortunately. But
have they?
It makes you think. If we beat Miami, do we deserve a vote? Absolutely. Are we top 25?
If we beat Maryland, I think we're in the top 25 for sure. Two top five wins in the same week, you got to get in the top 25.
Yeah. No votes is a little shocking, in my opinion.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, Illinois football was getting votes when they had
those wins. Yeah.
Those wins. It was by one guy in Boston, but still they were getting a vote.
Yeah.
I think Illinois basketball, like in terms of potential, the hype around them, and how good they actually are, I mean, I would take them over Arkansas or BYU. I don't even know how to pronounce that school. Dukesny? I mean, I've never heard of that. So,
it's actually I believe it's in the Quad Cities.
It's what?
Duquesne. I think it's
Duquesne.
Duquesne. I think that's Duquesne.
Duquesne. Okay. Still, I mean,
sure
I'd probably
Quad
take
Cities.
Illinois over them in a game. You know what I mean? Like, Illinois is bound to get some respect.
Nope,
soon.
I'm way off. It's in Pittsburgh.
Okay, well, point is,
there's definitely
we don't
a school
know.
In the Quad Cities, though, and I'm not thinking of it. But if you want to hit us up on Twitter, just let us know.
Make us look stupid. Go right ahead.
Yeah, we'll gladly allow you to do that. Anyways, that'll pretty much wrap it up for Oski Talk this week. Not a whole lot to talk about. I think we'll talk a little bit more about football recruitment and bragging rights in the next episode, so make sure you tune into that one.
And a bowl game coming up.
And a bowl game still coming up. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But for Anthony Pasquale, I'm Patch Cazone, ILL.
INI.